Welcome to the Pharma Podcast, conversations with industry experts and business leaders about important and current topics in pharma, biotech, and medtech. I'm your host, Sam Tarantino. On this episode of the Pharma Podcast, my guest is Lois Brown, President of Health Partners International Canada. And on this episode of the Pharma Podcast, we will discuss the transformative impact of global health initiatives, the critical role of pharmaceutical partnerships in advancing healthcare worldwide, and the inspiring achievements and future goals of Health Partners in its mission to improve health and save lives. Welcome to the Pharma Podcast, Lois.
Well, good morning, Sam. Thanks for having us.
Why don't we begin with an introduction to Health Partners International? Can you remind us who is Health Partners International and its core mission?
Sam, Health Partners is a unique charity in the landscape in Canadian not-for-profits. We are the only organization licensed by Health Canada with a drug establishment license to procure, store, ship, and mobilize medicines. Health Partners started in 1990 when there was a disastrous earthquake in Iran and Turkey. The pharmaceutical companies rushed to get medicines into the area to help the people who had been so afflicted. And they soon realized that it just wasn't their core work. And so Health Partners was born out of that disaster. And we continue to work with the Canadian pharmaceutical industry to see essential medicines into developing countries.
How has Health Partners evolved over the past year in terms of its goals and strategies?
Well, we continue our mission to work in places where essential medicines are either non-existent or difficult to get or exceedingly expensive. The medicines that come into our hands are donated by the Canadian pharmaceutical industry. We work with partners who have feet on the ground overseas to ensure that those medicines get free of charge into the hands of the people who need them. And Sam, I failed to recognize that so often the things that we respond to are disasters that happen, like that earthquake that happened in Iran and Turkey so many years ago. We saw the earthquakes that happened in Syria and Turkey just last February. We are continuing to respond to that disaster because there are so many people who are in need of essential medicines ongoing. It's not just a one-time, you know, distribution of medicines. There are people who need essential medicines for months. And so we continue to work there. Over the past year, we have worked in 38 countries, as some of them are areas where we have ongoing projects with partners. Some of them are those disasters that we've heard about in the news, Syria and Turkey, the floods that happened in Pakistan with the terrible cholera outbreak. We've seen floods in Malawi with the cyclone that hit them. And so we continue to respond to all of those situations.
What were some of the major milestones for Health Partners in the past year?
Major milestones. My goodness, this has been quite a year. In fact, it's been a historic year for Health Partners. We have delivered, well, let me put it in context. In a typical year in the past, Health Partners did between or managed between 17 and 23 million dollars worth of medicines. This year, so we finished our fiscal year on September the 30th, and in fiscal year 2022-23, Health Partners managed almost $58 million worth of medicines. So 2.5 times what we have typically done. And you know, when you realize almost $50 million worth of medicines, we know that that's impacted 2.5 million people around the world. We have stepped into situations where people have been absolutely bereft of anything that they were able to access as far as medicines. And we managed to get those medicines into their hands and give them health and hope.
Could you share some success stories or impactful projects that Health Partners undertook this year?
Well, getting medicines into Syria and Turkey was one of the first projects that we responded to in 2023. We saw thousands of people who were injured and in need of those essential medicines, and working both with our partners on the ground and with the ministries of health in Syria and Turkey, we managed to get those medicines in. We continue to work in Ukraine. Since the invasion of Russia into Ukraine, we have shipped almost $30 million worth of medicines into Ukraine alone. And Sam, that means that we have to rely on those partnerships that it's intrinsic in our name, Health Partners. We don't have feet on the ground. We are a small team of people, 16 staff for Health Partners here in Canada, but we depend on the partnerships that we have overseas. So in the Middle East, and right now we are working in Palestine and Gaza, in Israel. We are getting medicines in through our partner there. Their name is ANIRA, American Near East Refugee Association. We are working to get those medicines into that conflict and that disaster. We're working with our partners with Hope and Healing in Eswatini. There's an urgent need for medicines in that country. Many people would know that as the former Swaziland. But again, an area that is lots of poverty in Eswatini. And so we're working with partners there on the ground. We have a flagship project that we're doing in northern Ghana. We're working there with an organization called ADRO. It is the Anglican Diocese. And in conjunction with the Ministry of Health in Ghana, we have a project there that is called the HOPE Project. It's health outreach, education, and I've lost the last word, health outreach, prevention, and education is what it stands for. And we are building community health services in that Garu district of northern Ghana, again, to see community health workers trained to go into the remote areas and be able to educate people and to provide those essential medicines that otherwise they would not have access to.
So how does Health Partners tailor its approach to meet the diverse healthcare needs of very different communities?
And most excellent question, Sam. That's where we depend on our partnerships overseas. We don't just send medicines. We have to get the needs list from the organization that is our eyes and hands on the ground. And we go to the pharmaceutical companies with a procurement list. The pharmaceutical companies are amazingly generous. And so we have to ensure that the medicines that we send, first of all, are right for the area, can be used by the people who are in need, and can be distributed by people who are qualified to do so. So those needs lists come into our hands. We make the requests of the pharmaceutical companies, and then work with our partners to get those medicines overseas.
So how does the pharmaceutical industry play a role in Health Partners' efforts?
Incredible generosity. And Sam, I would say that this is one of those untold Canadian stories. If we are shipping almost $50 million worth of medicines from Canada, that is a gift from the Canadian pharmaceutical industry to people who are in need. And it is, I think, my job, the job of Health Partners, to let Canadians know about this incredible generosity by the Canadian pharmaceutical industry. We only are able to work with products that are manufactured in Canada. So we don't bring anything in from across the border, but all of the pharmaceutical industry here in Canada will donate through us because we are the only ones with the drug establishment license to do this. And their generosity is just beyond, you know, beyond words. They are phenomenally generous, and it allows us to do what we do. So I often tell them, we are their corporate social responsibility face overseas, because we are able to say things about the farming industry that they probably can't say about themselves.
Can you discuss any notable partnerships with pharmaceutical companies this year?
Well, I'm not sure that that would be appropriate to name specific drugs that we have procured and shipped, but certainly all of the pharma companies are exceedingly generous. And whether it's Apotex, Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, Baxter, AstraZeneca, PharmaScience, Pfizer, they all donate through health partners. And like I said, they are amazingly generous, to the tune of almost $50 million this year alone.
What were some of the biggest challenges for health partners that it faced this year?
Well, biggest challenge, I would say, is always funding. Health Partners is not a recipient of any funding through the Canadian government. So Global Affairs Canada does not recognize this charity, the gift-in-kind charity model, with any funding. So it means that even though we've managed $50 million worth of medicine, Sam, we still have to raise $3 million a year to keep our lights on, to pay our staff, to keep our warehouse managed and at the standard that is required by Health Canada. So funding is always a challenge, and we have to continually take the name of Health Partners out to the Canadian public and to work to raise that money. And of course, like everybody else, the increasing costs are impacting what we are able to do. But money aside, I would say that some of the challenges we face are still the global supply chain. And when I say that, I don't mean in medicines coming to us, because that supply chain belongs with the pharmaceutical companies, but we are at the other end in getting the medicines to where they need to go. And so we face the challenges of shipping, which ongoing challenges getting shipping containers. We face the challenges sometimes with the customs entry points. And we had a situation with one country where our medicines were going to be taxed at an extraordinary amount, and we had to run through hoops to get those medicines out of customs and into the hands of our partners. So there are always those nuances that we have to deal with, but we will work to overcome. And there is no hurdle that we will not surmount, because we want these medicines to get to the people who need them.
Can you explain how has Health Partners adapted its strategies in response to some of these challenges? And sometimes you mentioned the government. The government is actually imposes a roadblock. Can you explain?
Sam, many of the countries where we are working as Health Partners and sending medicines are developing their own sets of regulations and legislation to ensure that they protect their own populations. We only send medicines that are long-dated medicines. So when they arrive in the country, they still have a 12-month dating for usage. And so we are always jumping the hurdles of ensuring that when we are shipping medicines, that they are going to get there to their destination in time for that 12-month stipulation to still be in place. We deal with shipping issues, obviously, that can be a real challenge. I will give a shout out here, though, to AirLink, which is a new partnership for us. AirLink, for humanitarian and crisis situations, will often airlift materials from our warehouse. And that in itself has provided an enormous assistance to us in building new strategies for, first of all, how much medicine we can bring into our warehouse and manage and then ship. And it's also allowed us to get medicines into the hands of people who need it far more quickly.
Could you share a few stories that highlight the personal impact of health partners' work on individual patients?
I had the great opportunity to visit the Hope Project in northern Ghana in April. And while I was there visiting and seeing the work of the community-based agents that have been trained to go out into remote villages, to educate the population, to ensure that people have access to the medicines that they need. I visited the maternity clinic. And Sam, while I was there, a young 16-year-old girl gave birth to her very first child, little girl. Her name is Emma. And I was there. Well, the maternity nurse, the midwife who had been trained through the education program, was able to administer the medicines that that young mom needed and to ensure that that little one was going to be able to survive and thrive, because medicines are there that are going to be available to that little one should she need any assistance. And it was just one of those moments that you go, yes, I'm making a difference in the world today.
How do volunteers in the community contribute to Health Partners' mission? And what role does the community involvement play in your projects?
We have developed a wonderful ability to bring community partnerships into Health Partners. And I would first of all say that many of the service clubs have been very generous in supporting the endeavors of Health Partners. I think particularly of the Rotary Clubs, who have raised enormous amounts of money to ensure that shipments of medicines get to the places where they need to go. We have had some remarkable opportunities with Rotary to speak to their clubs, to bring them into our facility at an open house. And Sam, one of the things that we do is that we prepare humanitarian medical kits. Two ways Health Partners ships medicines. We do bulk shipments. We had a shipment of amoxicillin a year and a half ago that went to Burkina Faso, about $800,000 worth of amoxicillin that was donated to an orphanage in Burkina Faso. And so it does go in bulk shipments. But we also have what we call humanitarian medical kits that are essentially a pharmacy in a box. One of the board members for Health Partners, Dr. Pierre Plourde, Medical Officer of Health for the City of Winnipeg, his specialty is tropical medicines. And Pierre regularly assesses the medicines that are going into these humanitarian medical kits to ensure that the medicines that are there are what is needed in a remote or vulnerable community. We can't pack all of those on our own. And so we often have community volunteers who come in and help us pack these medicines. First of all, to ensure that the dating and the lot numbers are correct, because everything has to be itemized on the customs documents that we have to prepare. but these community volunteers come in and pack these boxes, two boxes that together weigh 50 pounds. They are designed to go as carry-on luggage, so they are with the passenger the whole time, and the airlines have been really good about assisting us in getting those overseas. But having the community come in and help us pack those boxes has just been a wonderful asset for us, because it's time consuming and attention to detail. So we are very grateful for the people who have come and given us that assistance.
Looking forward, what are Health Partners' primary goals for the upcoming year?
Build new partnerships. We have to always build new partnerships. And Sam, one of the things that I think we haven't really undertaken in the past, but I think is an important part for Health Partners, is to engage the diaspora communities who are on our doorstep. We have people from Ghana who live in our own, in the GTA. And to have a relationship with the people from that diaspora, to be able to let them know what we are doing, because they're talking to their own families in their countries of origin. To be able to communicate with the diaspora from Kenya, where we also have projects, just to build those relationships and to help build the bridge, because the more we can take that message forward, the more opportunity we're going to have to build relationships in those countries where we're working to ensure that Health Partners can have the maximum impact. So very important for me, I think, to engage both the diaspora and the diplomatic corps from those countries of origin to just let them know what Health Partners is doing in their country and to be able to talk about the generosity of the Canadian pharmaceutical industry. We can't do anything without that generosity, but we know we are impacting lives every day.
So how, let's look at engaging with Health Partners International. So for our listeners who are interested, how can they get involved or support Health Partners?
First of all, they could go to our website, HPIC Canada is really what it is, .ca, and take a look. There's actually a video that we just unveiled a couple of weeks ago. It is about the HOPE project in northern Ghana. I would encourage people to take a look at that. And obviously, give us a call. I think you're putting our telephone number on the podcast, or contact me through email, lbrown@hpicanada.ca. We would love to hear from you.
Lois, are there any other ways volunteers can get involved?
Sam, Health Partners has a very unique way of involving people in our mission. They don't have to be close to our facility in order to participate. Many years ago, there was a young man who was part of the Canadian Armed Forces. His name was Master Corporal Mark Ifield, whose mother would knit dolls to tuck in his knapsack whenever he was deployed overseas. Unfortunately, and those dolls were his to give away to the children he encountered. Unfortunately, Master Corporal Mark Ifield was killed in Bosnia in 1994. His mother donated the pattern for these little dolls to an organization called iCross. And through a series of events, the pattern came to the hands of Health Partners. It's a patent pattern. People all across Canada and even overseas knit these little dolls for us, and we use those to pack the medicines. We are required to keep the medicines from shifting around inside the boxes. And we could pack it with styrofoam popcorn, but these little dolls go into the boxes to hold the medicine secure, and then they are given out to the children who they are in the communities where the medicines are delivered. The pattern is on our website. If anyone would like to knit dolls for us, we are always happy to see them. Some people have their own little creativity that goes with it. We have one that arrived that looks exactly like Einstein. We have a whole set of superheroes. We have a doll that arrived a few weeks ago that looks like Vladimir Zelensky. But, they bring great joy to the children in the communities where they arrive. And we love to see boxes of these arrive at our facility in Oakville.
Thank you, Lois. Are there any final thoughts? Any question I didn't ask that you'd like, any message you'd like to convey?
Well, the impact that Health Partners has is a remarkable impact, Sam. We are, as I said, the only Canadian charity that is able to do what we do. We procure, store, ship, and mobilize essential medicines. We have built an amazingly strong team in our staff. We are 16 people in our offices here in Oakville and 4 people in Montreal. And, it's learning to be nimble in what we do, learning to be able to respond, learning to look at where we can have the greatest impact around the world. And we are going to continue to respond to those disasters and humanitarian crises as they happen. And we would invite people in Canada to give us a hand.
Lois, thank you for joining us on the Pharma Podcast and for your dedicated leadership at Health Partners. Your commitment to Health Partners' global efforts is in improving health and saving lives is truly commendable. Contact details for Lois and Health Partners International, indeed, will be made available on our website, along with instructions on how to donate. Visit us at thepharmapodcast.com. Thank you for listening. The Pharma Podcast is available to listen to for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on our website at thepharmapodcast.com. We are also available on YouTube. Please subscribe and follow me on LinkedIn to stay up to date on future podcasts.